guys. Zach Jones here on InfoWars giving you the latest scoops on what's going on.
I'm lying. That's not Alex Jones. Alex Jones is away. He is paying off his debts. He has a $2.7 trillion bill for allegedly getting a news report wrong. So the good news is every single American human being, babies, old ladies, illegal immigrants, have agreed to pay $8,000 each. So his $2.7 trillion bill will be paid to the families. Imagine how much money that is per family. $2.7 trillion divided by, I don't know how many families there were, 35 or something? The good news with the Proud Boys lawsuit, they're suing for January 6th for unlawful imprisonment, I think it is. The worst case scenario with unlawful imprisonment is you get $50,000 per year you were there. And that's, they were there for like 6 years. So $30,000 is a bad case scenario, but they're looking at millions. And I know Proud Boys very well. I am one. And they are going to spend it on the dumbest things imaginable on purpose. Like they're going to get a Lamborghini with an albino leopard that'll need to be sedated, obviously. Leopards are dangerous. So they'll have a sedated albino leopard in the passenger seat as they drive through Miami. I can't wait. How long do we got here? The first one is what, five?
We got 3 minutes and 10 seconds here.
You know what happened to me this morning? By the way, welcome. My name's Gavin McInnes. I run Compound Censored at censored.tv. We do a new show every day, and I'm guest hosting for Alex Jones. I don't know where he is, actually. I don't think he is paying off his $2.7 trillion debt. But this morning, I was singing Girls' Night Out. Girls' Night Out. Do you know that song?
I do not know that one.
Me and the girls gonna tear up the town. Me and the girls gonna hang around. T-t-t-t. You know that song?
No.
What about Crying Over You?
I'm so happy to say that I don't know either of
those. What about Stand Up, Rise Up, Rise Up, Rise Up, Feel the Power?
No. Where are you hearing these?
Canada.
Oh.
See, the problem with being Canadian is we have Canadian content laws there. It's a socialist country. So the government pays for music because they have to compete with the evil country south of the border called America. So I grew up listening to Platinum Blonde, Parachute Club, Girls' Night Out is by Toronto, of course. Gowan, you know Steven Crowder's intro, Strange Animal, that's Gowan. These bands suck, I'm afraid. And, Kim Mitchell, Patio Lanterns, are you familiar with Patio Lanterns?
No, I am not.
Might as well go for soda, nobody hurts, and nobody drowns.
Yikes.
That's Kim Mitchell, a song, I guess, against drinking alcohol. Go for a soda, nobody drowns. So... yeah, these songs get stuck in our head, and then we go to YouTube, and we put in Girls Night Out, and there's Miley Cyrus, Charlie XXX, whatever. And there's no Toronto Girls Night Out.
Thank God.
It's a weird concept, too. Like, the government needs to promote local bands, or they'll die. Like, the Sugar Cubes are from Iceland. Did anyone make Bjork big? Did the government of Iceland promote Bjork? I don't know why you came up with this concept. Britain is about the 10th of America as far as size and population goes. It did pretty good for bands. I don't know if you're familiar with The Who, The Rolling Stones, and The Beatles.
I think I heard about one of those.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you Google... Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones come up because people have heard of them. But growing up in a socialist European country, and Canada is European, make no mistake. Like when I'm driving with my wife and we're in Canada visiting my folks, you know, Platinum Blonde will come on. Or, I don't know, the Igloos will come on and I'll be like, oh, this is a great jam. You remember this? And she's never heard of it before. So socialism doesn't work, and it makes pop music terrible. We'll be right back.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. I love it.
This stuff works, man. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. This stuff works. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Sometimes I
crying over you. That's Platinum Blonde. Massive band in Canada. No one has ever heard of them. And you know what's even weirder than that?
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Crying
all I ever... It was our Duran Duran, you see. We couldn't compete with Britain's Duran Duran, so we made our own. The government-sponsored... It's like the Soviet Union. This is Soviet pop. Round here... You know, okay, that's enough. You know what's even weirder than that? Within that bubble of Canada, we had Quebec. And they had their own Quebecon CanCon. So there's bands like Les Cowboy Fringants. Fringants is fringes, like on a jacket, like cowboy jacket. They're massive in Quebec. Huge. Like they would sell out an 80,000-person stadium. A Madison Square Garden. Nobody in Ontario or any other province has ever heard of them. How esoteric we are when the government gets involved. I think it's blasphemy, really. That's why 9 million people died in Holodomor, because Stalin said, "I'm God. I'll decide who gets what, and I'll decide who eats. And when you play God, people die." Mao killed 80 million people because he decided who's going to eat. And they're always rich kids. Marx was a rich kid. Stalin was a rich kid. Mao was a rich kid. Get the impetus for socialism, because if you grow up rich and your parents buy you everything, you go, this is awesome. I want everyone to enjoy this. Anyway, speaking of God, today is Friday. It's time for the God Wheel, where our Lord decides what we talk about. We have a rotating list of about 30 subjects we tend to cover on this show. And I choose them at random, but then I think, why not let the guy who created the entire universe, and I'm not talking about Alex Jones, even higher than Alex Jones, let's talk to God and ask him what we should be talking about. I want to talk about Afro Man, his lawsuit against the cops. Maybe God thinks that's lame. So let's bring in my co-host for today's guest host episode. Ladies and gentlemen, God.
The God Wheel.
By the way, I have an exciting announcement. We are hosting Tommy Robinson at the America First Warehouse. Go to theamericafirstwarehouse.com. If you checked my pinned tweet, you can see an absolutely terrible Photoshop I did of me interviewing Tommy Robinson. That's the warehouse. People are like, it's going to be dangerous. You can't have Tommy there. No, go to my pinned tweet. Oh, there it is. There it is. Look at my, that's from inside the actor's studio. So I photoshopped me on that little freak. You know, who's that little Jeremy Radner, Nadler, that little hobbit guy?
Yeah, Jerry Nadler. Yeah.
Jerry Nadler. I have a Jerry Nadler body in that. Like, hello. And then Tommy Robinson is the Wolverine guy, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And I had to lose his chin in order to Photoshop it on, so it looks like he has no chin. Anyway, that's enough about me. Let's let God take the wheel. Where will it end up?
Ooh.
Ooh! He almost wanted to talk about Proud Boys, but he decided not to, which is kind of a diss. That's God dissing the Proud Boys. I guess he's not a fan. I had no idea. You know, I was thinking about immigrants today. And I was thinking about this song, again, music. It's a British song. It wasn't a dream. It was a nightmare. See if you can find that. And it's this cool song, a British guy, early rap. It was Britain's attempt at rap, probably 1982. And it's a guy rapping about his parents immigrating from Jamaica and how Britain sucks.
Okay.
And he goes, when dad was around, he was bad. But check him out now. He's kind of sad. And he talks about his parents immigrating from Jamaica and how it's horrible here. That was a common theme with the immigrants of Jamaica who came to Britain. There's a guy named Lytton Kwesi Johnson, and he had a smash hit called England is a Bitch, Bitch. There's no escape in it.
Is this it?
Yep, this is it.
It wasn't a dream. This was a nightmare.
Mom's looking tired. That's feeling old. They've been here for 30 years. We still ain't seen no streets of gold.
They ain't seen no streets of gold. Okay, that's enough. I'm not sure what we're allowed to play here with music rights and stuff. But Jamaica was paradise in the 60s, much like every British colony. India was beautiful. Singapore. Every place that Britain colonized was charity. Imperialism, this alleged fascism, improved the turd world immeasurably. And then they loved their people they colonized so much, they gave them agency, which I think was a mistake. So they let Jamaica separate in 1969. And guess what happened? Pew! Plummet. Garbage. So all these colonies were technically British, and they were easy to assimilate. They drank Guinness. They played soccer. So they came to Britain en masse. They were called the Yardies, and the 70s was full of Jamaicans. You're welcome. You wrecked your own country, just like Haiti, just like South Africa. The locals have a revolution. They get their own agency, and what do? They ruin the place they're living in. And this guy's complaining about how much Britain sucks. You're an immigrant. And I'm an immigrant. I'm very, listen to me. I diss Canadian music as a way of showing my gratitude. I'm wearing a belt with American flags on it. That's how happy I am to be here. I ain't complaining. Don't complain. And another, if there's any refugees from war-torn countries watching right now, don't go back to your home country for a vacation. Your whole pitch was that you had to get here or you will die. That means you're not allowed to go back to Disneyland. Sorry. You got to stick to the story. Stick to the bit. Okay, here's an interesting immigration bit that the Lord sent us to. This is so much more important than just me generally ranting, because the guy who created the universe said, say this story. So it's valid. You can sue me for $2.7 trillion. You sue the big guy. Don't shoot the messenger. We were always told the concept of replacing the populace in the West is a conspiracy theory. It's anti-Semitic if you say Jews did it on purpose because they hate the West. I don't believe that it's a Jew thing. I think that it is a Democrat Party socialist thing. And they said, let's import millions of others, and that'll change the census, and then we will stay in power. They don't even necessarily think that these Mexicans are going to vote for them. They just know it'll change the populace, and that'll help us stay in power. But it'll ruin the country. Does Nancy Pelosi care what goes on outside the razor wire? Not at all. So I personally, and it's just my opinion, I don't think it's a grand plan. I think it's just a a stupid cheat that destroys the West, and it's just to stay in power. But it could be a big plan. I don't know. This could all be well thought out. I find that most debates about this kind of thing fall into two categories, evil or retarded. My co-owner of Compound Censored, Anthony Cumia, he tends to think people are evil and it's a grand plan. I'm sure most of you think it's a grand plan, and Alex Jones probably does. I'm more retarded. that's an Alex Jones quote, isn't it? I'm kind of retarded. I think they're retarded. I think that the globalists are a giant DMV. I think they're incompetent and stupid. And they stumbled into destroying the West. That's my two cents. But anyway, here is, you decide. Here is a clip of a woman essentially saying, we're going to destroy the West. Is it a plan, or is she just thinking in a matter of months as opposed to decades or centuries?
The battle is being fought one family, one physician, one health center. That's why we're doing as well as we are. We're talking about the minority and strategies against the minority. So I have the solution.
Every the final
study
solution?
Published in the last 5 years, when you look at vaccine refusers, I'm not talking about, well, hesitants, most of them we can talk into coming to terms, but refusers. We'll just get rid of all the whites in the United States because Houston is the most diverse city in the entire United States. There are 7 Asian languages spoken in that city. I've been a minority for more than 20 years in the city of Houston. The majority is, we call, Hispanic. That is not a race or an ethnicity. That is a political designation. But a lot of them are from Central, South America, Mexico. Guess who wants to get vaccinated the most? Immigrants.
Part of that's what they know. Trump's bringing disease.
Coughing into your mic, you moron.
Vaccination rates in Mexico.
It is the well-educated, in terms of pieces of paper that they put on their wall, people that have been here a long time, and it's very unfortunate. But I think we need not lose the big picture.
What more time do we have?
11 minutes.
Oh, good. So that is ethnomasochism. That is a gene that whites have where they get to a certain amount of success and they self-immolate. They destroy themselves. I don't understand this. I'm not guilty of it, maybe because I'm genetically Scottish. My parents are from Glasgow. But this need to self-sabotage, I've never understood. And anti-Semites say, oh, it's a Jewish plan. Okay. They say it started after World War II. We've always had this. Look at the way we decided to abolish slavery. Do you know how deep into debt Britain went abolishing slavery? Before America did. Not only did they say, we can't have slaves, they went to Africa and said, you can't have slaves. And obviously people went, well, I just bought a slave. Who's going to pay me back? I will. I'm altruistic. I'm white. I'm responsible for everyone else's problems. It's in my DNA. And I believe, you could probably look this up, Sean, Britain paid off their debt to all these slave owners like an hour ago.
It actually was not an hour ago, but...
Pretty sure it was 1 hour ago. I don't need you to verify this. Like 2011 or something? That's how billions of dollars in debt, and probably the equivalent of trillions today. And that is this, it's uniquely white ethnomasochism.
2015,
10 years ago. And that woman, did you see the way she's, first of all, did you notice they all laughed when someone just said the word Trump without any other words? They all went, she is an academic. She's probably a doctor. She probably has an Ivy League degree on her wall. And what did she say? She said educated with some piece of paper on your wall. She has disdain for herself. She hates her peers. And when she said, when she poo-pooed her own diploma, everyone in the room laughed with her. Ooh, us. We're so gross. I'm reminded of when I lived in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. This guy came up to me with a petition to fight the gentrification of Williamsburg, Brooklyn. It was a dive before we gentrified it, by the way, much like the third world. It was Polacks and a few Puerto Ricans. It was incredibly dangerous. There was no ATMs, no bars. Cabs wouldn't go there, even though it was just over the bridge from Manhattan. And he came up with a petition, and I go, he goes, we want to stop the gentrification here. They're trying to take down the sugar factory, the Domino sugar factory. The Domino sugar factory had been non-working, dead, for probably 2 decades. Yeah, it can go. And he wanted me to sign the petition. I go, but I'm a gentrifier. You want me to sign a petition against my own existence? And he goes, well, that's one way of putting it. And I go, so are you. And he said, and I quote, yeah, but do we really need more people like me around here? Can you imagine a Japanese person doing that? Or a Mexican? Japan was stolen from the Ainu. The Ainu were a cool indigenous group in Japan. They were friends with bears for some reason. I don't know. They all had like a pet bear. I didn't know you could do that. It seems dangerous to me. But they're hanging out with bears. The Japanese come along and destroy them all, kill them. If you went up to a Japanese person today and said, you stole this from the Ainu, you're on stolen land.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence.
They would laugh in your face. They wouldn't even be mad at you. It would be absurd. Go to a Mexican and call him a conquistador and say, you stole this land from the Aztecs. He'd go, oh, cool. He'd probably think it was an awesome thing you just said. We don't. We go, we're on Huktayuktuk land. Gay and retarded. Let's see what God says. Ready? If he goes back to the same one, by the way, it's usually because we didn't get to the exact link he wanted us to get to. So this is the mailbag. People send us in letters every day. I read every one, which is a pain in the ass because sometimes they'll send like a 30-minute video. Don't waste my time with that crap. And here's another thing, by the way, with mailbag people. Stop sending me something that is super viral, like Afro Man suing the cops. Everyone on earth has seen that video. My algo is the same as your algo, okay? I don't need to see the most viral thing on earth, you moron. You boob. I haven't checked the mail today, so there's a lot of unread ones. I won't have you slug through the unread ones. We talked about this the other day. Sound in movies is bad because they gave up on booms. It's boring to you. Inside joke. I'll try to stay away from inside baseball on this show. Here's a guy named Ed who is sending us the gayest low-T heterosexual man he's ever seen. This is Papa Joel. No, not you.
Okay, good.
I did see a guy today who's gayer than this. He had they call them reborn. He has a reborn doll. They're super expensive.
I have a funny story about that.
Okay.
Somebody gave my ex-girlfriend's little daughter a reborn doll, didn't know what it was. So she's just carrying around this like aborted fetus doll.
Oh, the person who gave it didn't know
what
it was?
No, yeah, didn't
so
know.
She just thought it was a really high quality doll.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
And we figured out what it was and we were like, mortified.
That's like getting your kid one of these sex dolls and just assuming it's a very tall, very realistic dolly. You know, my mother-in-law came into some money not too long ago, and she grew up very poor. She's an Indian from the res. And so she would buy my kids toys, but the dollar sign was infinite. So they were really into Pee Wee Herman because I showed it to them. So she'd buy them like Pee-wee dolls and Billy Barty dolls from the show, but they were all collector's editions. So they'd be like a $200 in-the-box Pee-wee that she would buy them, and they just drag around this super rare toy that would make fat guys drool. So this is a kids' show, Papa Joel, and I've always said, can you imagine doing children's music, like the wheels on the bus go round and round and all that? I would kill myself. I think it's important that it exists. Kids should be able to enjoy their terrible taste in music. But doing kids shows or kids stuff, I would be suicidal. Anyway, this guy's happily volunteering his time.
Boys, time for lunch.
How do you not know how to wave?
Okay, put them back.
Okay, there we go. By the way, this guy's incredibly successful.
Yummy oranges and mangoes. Mm, yummy dumplings.
Yummy dumplings.
These are dumplings?
Mmm, yummy dumplings.
Yes, they are.
Somebody check his heart.
Look at him. He looks like he hates eating them. Wow. Unbelievable.
Oh, no! The toilet.
All right. So, yes, we're all on the same page. Doing kid content must be hell on earth. Hell on earth. Ready?
Yes, I am ready.
I'm going to spin it super hard. Yeah. What would God like us to talk about? This is an unfortunate topic. I don't know how okay it is to do on InfoWars. This is blacks behaving badly, and it's a subject I've been avoiding for Lent. I committed this Lent to not drink hard liquor, to not talk about myself to my wife too much, and to not discuss racism when it comes to the African-American community. Not because that's wrong, but because I do it too much. But I didn't choose this subject. The Lord wants us to discuss blacks behaving badly. Okay, fine. It's not up to me. Here is a woman parking diagonally in a spot, getting confrontational with everyone about it, and then claiming she's pregnant, which I don't believe she is. That's one of the worst parking jobs possible.
Fuck, come on, let's go. Let's go. Get going.
It's one thing to screw up this badly, but to be arrogant about it.
What a rude person. Come on.
Andrew, were you supposed to think? I am impressed with your lack of epithets. What a rude person.
The lines are there, so you...
Well, you know what, Andrew? Make sure you get that she's over the line.
Begging my car, yeah? I'm going to be on
the video. Get it that she's over the line.
The lines are there, so that...
She's recording it like she's in the right.
Take the line. That's okay.
Well, I'm going to see.
My car's new, too. All right, take a picture of it. All right.
I mean, you're not supposed to.
Now you're asking me to move after you.
This is the kind of guy who's friends with his mom.
I asked you, and you didn't like this before.
You're not. He probably calls his mom by her first name too, Rhoda.
Rhoda, you never guess what happened today at the parking lot.
Ew, he sits and has tea with his mom and her friend, and they just gossip for hours. He's one of the Golden Girls.
Well, you shouldn't talk like that, lady.
You know, we were talking about the bar last night.
The way it's called being courteous of others.
We're all older than the Golden Girls.
Oh yeah, what they were supposed to. Yeah.
Like she, that super old curmudgeon in it was like 50.
You got 55 seconds.
55 seconds. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in one more. So that's a black behaving badly. I'm not happy about that subject. We got 55 seconds, folks. I spun it the other way to increase the random ability.
Trump.
Okay. I just saw Trump today, actually. I hope I included it in the Trump catalog. Okay. I'm nervous here. The clock is ticking.
30 seconds.
30
no
seconds.
No pressure. No pressure.
Where the hell is the Trump? Can you click on Trump? I can't. I can't even find it,
no,
by
I'm
the way.
I'm getting nervous.
It's only pulling up black paving badly, Sean.
Yep.
Okay. We got it. Trump. Trump kept calling Sean. Okay, this is really long. Let's get to this after the break. It's a fantastic story from Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. It's a story you've heard about Trump many times. We'll get to it after the break.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact.
It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, I am Gavin McInnes, guest hosting The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is getting a sex change. He's trans, and everyone at the company at InfoWars has agreed not to bring it up. So when he shows up, the next time you see him, he'll have bee-stung lips, mile-high cheekbones, and long blonde hair. And it's the same guy, but it's a gal. So you know how, like, when someone has cancer, everyone shaves their head? Sean and I will also be getting post... what is it called? Sex...
Woman. It's a man.
And I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but I think it would mean a lot to Alex and to Sean and I if you would do it too.
Absolutely.
That's inevitably all of this, like, woke stuff. That's what it leads to, by the way. Like Vice. I started Vice Media many years ago, and they formed a union. Okay, fine. We want better wages. Yep, sure, you deserve a little more. These baristas deserve $2 more an hour. Okay. And then they want health coverage. That sounds good. Yeah, you should be able to, you know, get some antibiotics if you get a cut infected. And what do? They always want sex reassignment surgery. And that's $150,000. So if three people at your company do that, I don't know what your net is, but I doubt it has an extra $450 Alex has $2.7 trillion to pay off his debts, but most companies don't have $450,000 just sitting in the bank. And that's what it inevitably becomes. But anyway, sorry. God wants us to talk about Trump. Where are you on the Trump train?
Let's see. I am waiting. I'm standing black and standing by about
that. Stand black, stand by. I'm like a Proud Boy. Stand back, stand by. I'm totally optimistic. I'm still on the Trump train. MAGA, by the way, his support is at 100%. There's Republicans who are mad at him. There's probably a lot of InfoWars people that are mad at him. A lot of our subscribers are mad at him. But MAGA core is currently at 100%. You don't often see the number 100. Like, condoms are 99.9% reliable. No one wants to say 100. The only other time I heard 100 is they did a survey of Native Americans. And one of the questions was, do you have any close family members who have a problem with alcohol? And 100% said yes.
Even Kim Jong-un just won his election by 99.9%.
Kim Jong-un had one person who didn't vote for him. It's probably Kim Jong-un. So this story is kind of long. We'll see how much we can bear. But this is a senator whose son got in such a brutal accident that he was basically handicapped. And Trump was obsessed with this kid.
That story.
Ron, I'm going to try getting through it without crying then.
Just pause for a second here. If there's any young people watching, you should know that you become a homo after the age of 50. I don't know what it is. You could, if there was a pedophile in front of you and someone chopped his head off, you would just watch it like this. If someone shot you, you'd be like, ow, what the hell was that about? That you're unflappable when it comes to those kind of things. But if it involves the weak, children, groups of people getting together to overcome adversity, for example, the film School of Rock, you will catch yourself bawling your eyes out. A Marine surprising his son, God forbid the son is handicapped, surprising him at school, you're sitting there at your computer bawling your eyes out like a complete poofter. I saw a video the other day of a kid who got a cochlear implant. I might even cry just talking about it. And the mother says, can you hear me? And he goes, but he can't even talk. He's so thrilled to be able to hear. You're sitting there at work like, hey. I wish I was warned. Two things you got to know about being old. You need reading glasses all of a sudden. And you bawl your eyes out at anything involving children under duress. But you're also tougher at the same time. It's strange. Anyway, go ahead.
It's not about President Trump. It's about my son. So my son was a really world-class athlete, and January 17th of 2020, which, mind you, was an election year, he had a really serious brain injury. Woke up 26 hours later, and he's a different kid. We almost lost him. For 26 hours, he had extremely low pulse. There was a time they thought that they lost his pulse altogether. And when he woke up, he was just different. I mean, here he had a world-class athlete that wrestled all over the world since he was 12 years old, and he couldn't touch his nose. He couldn't walk without shuffling his feet. He had short-term memory loss. He couldn't control his muscles, couldn't add 5 plus 3. He was in high school at that time.
So I was seeing nine.
Had learned how to read, walk, everything. And the president found out about it, and he gave me a call immediately. And one thing that the president joked about was, like, he said, let me get this straight. He doesn't know who you and Christy are, but he knew I was, because the only question you got right is who the president was. And he said, Trump, with his cocky grin on his face. And the president didn't understand the severity of it, but he heard it in my voice, and immediately he went to work. I told him we had to get to Bakersfield, California, to the Center for Neural Skills, which is one of the best neural rehabilitation places in the world. And the president offered to send his plane, his personal plane, the president of the United States. And I said, sir, we can't fly. We got to drive. We get there, and he called almost every day for 2 weeks checking on Jim. And then he says, I'm going to come see him. And now this is the middle of the election. This is Bakersfield, California. Really not an area he's got to go campaign.
Okay, so this is very long. It's how long, like 4 minutes?
That doesn't say.
Anyway, I'll paraphrase it for you. So the kid, these kids need a trigger. to get back on track. They don't know where they are. They're disoriented, but usually something like a song or something will get them back, and they start relearning everything, but they need a catalyst. And he didn't know who his father was. He didn't know who he was, but he knew Trump was president. Trump shows up. Trump talks to him. It helps trigger him in a good way, and he starts rehabilitation. So Trump saved his son's life in many ways. This was not advertised. We're hearing about it now for the first time. And I've heard this about Trump. I'm obviously biased. I'm inclined to think it's part of his Scottish DNA. His mom is Scottish. But if you talk to any Secret Service members about Trump, they always go, he's a pain in the ass because he keeps talking to me about my life. Like, how's your daughter? So she's at Bard now, right? Now, she wanted to transfer, I understand. And he's like he knows more about the Secret Service kids than they do about their own. Yeah, I think she did want to transfer. Yeah. And, sir, we got to get going here. And he's like, all right. What's going on? Now, you had that looked at, right? Like, that's a bad word. Yeah, one of the problems of working with Trump is that he talks to you about yourself too much and you can't get stuff done. He's incredibly interested in other people. That's not his reputation on the left, of course. The reputation is that he's a fascist, whatever that means. I think they've diluted that word into the point where we all want to be called fascists. It sounds awesome. That's why he's so successful, I think. It's because he cares about other people. I got into an argument with Charles Murray once of the Bell Curve fame. I went to one of his talks and we did a Q&A after, and he said he hates Trump because Trump doesn't pay his contractors. That's a common criticism, and it sounds cool to make that your beef because it sounds like you're with the working class. I live in New York City. I built businesses in New York City. I ran a media company. We had stores all over New York City, Vice clothing stores. The way it works in New York is everything is a hustle in a bad way. It's like Tammany Hall, Gangs of New York, Bill the Butcher. It hasn't changed since those days. So you want to build a store for $10, right? You get all the bids. One of them is $9. You get the bill and it's $14. So you pay the guy $11 or $12. Now on paper, it looks like you shorted this dude $2. But you actually paid him $3 more than the bid. So this whole notion of Trump rips off contractors and doesn't pay people, yeah, people lie. It's New York City. Construction was run by the mob. The Jacob Javits Center over here on the West Side Highway, that was the Westies and the Italian mafia murdering each other over who gets the cement contracts. So that's the world he's in. When you act like Charles Murray, whom I adore, by the way, The Curmudgeon's Guide to Getting Ahead is a better book than The Bell Curve. Brilliant writer, but he's an academic elitist. And people who aren't in the trenches...
la di da.
People who are not in the trenches don't understand that that's New York life. And that's why he's such a great president. And as far as the Trump train goes, I am 100% on board until we see American soldiers dying in Iran. I already have all my anti-Semitic pals, of which... about half my friends have gone full anti-Semite these days, much to my chagrin. But they're already gloating, like, ha-ha, Gavin, you supported that Israel cuck, and all our boys are going to go die in Iran. Okay, wait till you're right before you gloat. As of now, we've got, what, 9 dead Americans
something
in that war?
Like that.
I don't want any boys to die, obviously, but 20 blacks were killed by blacks today. 210 people will overdose on opioids. America's a very big country, one of the biggest, 340 million, I think we're at. So I hate that 9 are dead, but I don't count that as a catastrophe. Vietnam was 60,000. That's a catastrophe. Grenada, I think, was 8. The Falkland War, what was that? Probably 100. When we get into 100, you can gloat. All right, so I'm still on the Trump train, still love the guy. And it's worth noting that God just sent us to a story about him saving a kid who had a serious brain injury. I didn't go there. He went there. Take it up with the big guy. What would you like to discuss next, God? Oh, okay. This kind of implies God wants to wrap it up. How much time do we have?
13 minutes.
Okay. Oh, I can't wrap it up, sir. I'm at work. But at the end of every episode, we have what we call the final video. It's just a dumb viral video to sort of say goodbye, like America's Funniest Home Videos kind of vibe. This is a cool story, actually. I know why God sent us here. So this is illegal. I don't speak skateboard. This could be a three-quarter ollie flip side on a front tail no-ender ollie McFlip. But this kid wants to land a trick where he does, I don't know, an ollie kickflip onto the railing of an escalator. It's weird. This is in New York City. It's weird someone would design something so skateboard-friendly in New York. Like, every bench has divots in it so homeless people can't lie down. Every subway has these little steel bars so you can't slide down. But I guess no one told this architect where this structure is going to be.
The first day we went, he just did the drop-in. Like, he went. And that day was pretty mellow. There wasn't, like, a lot of people there. It was, like, a rainy day, I think. Because we were, like, trying to figure out where we were going to skate.
And that looks like the subway by World Trade. The new one there with the obelisk or something. I'm not doing a very good tour guide right now.
Like a few weeks prior, and he got in his head that he wanted to try to just like drop in on it. But he was like, I think I can tray flip on it.
I met a Marine like, the other day.
I think I could get the tray.
And he talked about when he left the Corps, and he said, I left with two broken legs. And I was like, you jumped off a roof on a dare, didn't you? And he's like, I don't want to talk about it, but yes. Two broken legs, that's usually not combat. That's usually Coors Banquet.
Tray flip. I was like, okay, dude, that would be super sick. We gotta try that for sure. You know, he drops in a couple times to warm up, but then he starts like putting the tray flip down. And
putting the what down?
He's like, he's getting there. He's kind of like getting used to it, you know. And then security comes, right? And they're starting to talk to him. Like, you guys can't be here, you know. Like, he's like, okay, just like a couple more tries. And they're like, no,
you almost had it.
And he's like, okay, like just give me a few more tries. And he keeps trying it, like while they're like, you know, on the escalator, like trying to get him to come off. But eventually they get kind of fed up and call over the police, right? At that point,
you know what's funny about men?
The cop's like,
this guy's not particularly stop. This guy's not particularly good at telling stories, but he's good at telling stories. That's one of our worst guys here in the man community, and he's good at telling a story. Women, we love you. You create life. You shape life. You build a home. Well, you make a home, I should say. When anyone at work is like, God, I just want to get home, what do they mean? They mean the thing their wife created. Being homesick is really being momsick. So we adore you. But you just suck at telling stories and jokes. Also, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think women are bad at gossiping. Mm. Yeah, you heard it here first, folks. My wife will go out on a girls' night, and she'll come back, and I'm like, let's dish the tea. What do you got? And she's like, oh, we just talked about our kids. No one's having an affair? No one had an abortion? What? No one's cheating on their husband? You got nothing? I got better stories about the Marine with his two broken legs. Sorry, go ahead.
He tries it one more time, and that was the attempt where he, like, rolls all the way down and kind of slips out at the bottom. So the second time, there was kind of, like...
Security said, like, you guys got to go.
In between. I think we had, like, a week before I was going to move from...
By the way, if you're watching this and you're mad, you're old. I just want you to know, and you're no fun.
Like, kind of like now or never.
God damn, they're going to scratch the marble.
I had to go down because I know like, he really wanted to do it. And
okay, he's got it.
Yeah, like at this point, like because there's so many people, like a crowd started to sort of form. Just if like a few people.
Just pause. This reminds me of Jerry Seinfeld was talking about skateboarders and he kept seeing this guy do the same trick. And skateboarders, by their very nature, are doing something they can't do. So if you look at skateboarders, they're skaters. They're falling. If they're doing a trick they know how to do, that's a waste of time. So they're constantly losing. You know who else is like that? Entrepreneurs. 9 out of 10 businesses fail. So if you were to like look through the crystal ball at any entrepreneur at any given time, they're dealing with a bankrupt restaurant that didn't get off the ground. And that's skateboarders. And Jerry Seinfeld goes, I saw these kids playing. I saw them falling and getting back up. And I thought, that guy's going to be okay. He's going to do well.
What so, is the deal with falling?
This is a metaphor, folks. Everything is a metaphor. God didn't send us here because he likes to skate. God is not possessed to skate. That's a good title for this.
It ended up being like all in all, probably like 30 or 40 people just at the bottom, like watching, and at the top, watching him do this.
That's another thing, too, for this metaphor. 30 to 40 people have gathered watching this. We all want entrepreneurs to do well. We're not jealous, per se. I'm jealous when someone has 8 kids, but mostly if we walk by a restaurant and there's 2 people in there, our hearts break. That was also a Seinfeld episode where he goes by that Indian restaurant.
Doesn't go well for him.
Yeah, everyone watching this wants this guy to land this trick. They don't want it to become a regular skate spot where people are in danger. But this guy's breaking the rules, and we're all rooting for him.
Eventually, he finally puts it down and just rolls away. It was just like, you know, just like such a triumphant moment with all the buildup and like all the tries and stuff like that.
Everyone's cheering. Isn't that awesome? We don't want you to break all the rules, like park diagonally and start yelling at people and pretending you're pregnant, but bending the rules and then leaving, that's the American way. That's what I love about this country. All right. I feel like we keep going like to this area. I want to get to like this area. No, not that area. We just did that area. I want to go to this area. Sometimes we talk about hot chicks. Which is a sin. You're coveting thy neighbor's wife, so God almost never sends us to hotties. I think it's okay to ogle broads. Sprinkles. Okay, interesting subject, God. For those of you not familiar with my show, we discuss humor a lot, comedy, stand-up comedy, and many guys are good at this job. Tom Segura is a funny gentleman. Bert Kreischer is a funny gentleman. Those guys are successful because they work hard at comedy and they pay the bills and that's that. They're not gifted, however. Like there's bands for the weekend. Actually, that's a bad example. BTO are an incredible band. But there's bands that are just good. They play their songs and they get it done. Then there's Sprinkles. There's guys with like 10 top 10 hits. Those are few and far between, those songwriters, and I say that God gave them magical sprinkles. And this week we did the 16 funniest people alive. I forgot to put in Tim Robinson, which I am apologetic about. That was a mistake. So go into that doc, Sean.
Yeah.
Tim Robbins, you actually could even pull up the doc. It's not very aesthetically pleasing to show a Google Doc on the show, but and I hope there's no swear words or N-words in this particular private document. But he's number, I think, so Louis C.K. is the funniest person in the world. Tim Robinson is the second funniest person in the world, and I didn't include him. Okay, so stop showing people how the sausage is made. I just wanted to see what number he is. So he's number 2. Show, what's the first clip there? I think it's the nachos thing where he told the waiter, he paid the waiter to tell his date that she's hogging the nachos, and that's a rule they have at the restaurant. She promptly figures it out and chastises her date.
Did you ask him to say that?
What the hell are you talking about?
You got up, you talked to him for a long time, and then the minute you sit down, he comes over and says that the restaurant has this rule. No restaurant has a rule about who gets to eat what.
He's a skater, by the way.
What? I went up there to ask if we could switch tables. There's an air conditioner above this table, and I was worried you were going to get cold.
There's no vent above us.
What? What?
That keeps going, too. He does a what that is like the highest note a human can do. Gold. Then there's the bit he did where he was dressed up in a weird costume as a prank. That's also, I think, in the notes. And he decides not only does he hate this prank, but he wants to die.
Take a deep breath.
I can't.
Buddy.
I can't do this. We did way too much.
You can do this.
I'm telling you I can't. I'm so hot.
Look, you're fine, okay? Go over, grab that guy.
God, too many swear words in this bit. Let's stop that. Anyway, I'm going to rip the mask off. I'm too hot. And then he goes, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be alive. So I regret not including him in our top 16 funniest people alive today. I also neglected Nick Mullen. I guess he hasn't put out stand-up in a while, so I kind of forgot about him. But that's the beauty of these lists. You put it together as best you can, and you inevitably include someone you shouldn't have included. Like that Southern Belle. I don't think she's in the top 16 anymore. What's her name? Kathleen Robertson or something? She's the 17th funniest person in the world.
Blanford?
What's her name?
Catherine Blanford. Yeah.
She's now the 17th funniest. Sorry, my dear. You'll still have a very lucrative career. There's 340 million people trying to be funny. You're the 17th best, so... You didn't make it into the top 16. I had to push you out for Tim and Nick. This is Nick Mullen, by the way. And what number is he?
He appears to be...
14th? 13th?
He's right between 7 and 8 in some kind of top.
So he's 8.
Sort of thing.
8 is no longer 8.
Okay.
He's the 8th funniest man alive. Now, I'm just showing you who this person is. This clip doesn't necessarily... isn't necessarily the 8th funniest thing in the world, obviously. And I know you hate bucket hats. I agree with you. I know you're annoyed by Americans who drink tea. Me too. But try to ignore that.
It's like dogfighting is the worst thing in the world, which I'm not going to get into it. But if you got a problem with dogfighting, you're a racist person. You are. You got to reexamine your racism because it's cultural. You know what I mean? We got bigger problems in the world than a couple of fellas having a nice afternoon. Making some fun.
Oh, they censored it.
Fighting a couple dogs in the parking lot. I don't know why they're mad about that. And everybody...
We got 34 seconds.
All right. Well, we may only intro the next subject.
Right.
Like last time with Trump, we couldn't spend too much time. Can you hear me talk when this thing is clicking away?
Yeah.
Unlike most movies.
Sprinkles again.
Whoa! That is weird. Usually that means that there's something we didn't get to in the normal run.
10 seconds.
That's weird. Maybe God is saying I have sprinkles? Is that how we should interpret this? I don't know.
As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March mega sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.